Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So before we begin, I have to, without using any foul language, tell you what I think happened and how I feel about the Hamas attack on Israel, on civilians, on children, women, grandparents, and what's happening now. It is probably one of the most horrific assaults that Israel has seen, considering their population is still so small. The amount dead, we have at least 800 dead of Israelis, hundreds of Palestinians dead. 9 Americans, we're being told, are included in the death toll. Women abducted, other soldiers as well as other individuals, but they really targeted women. Abducted, held as hostage, pulled into Gaza, maybe taken to other countries. We've heard my family safe. There's some family that we still can't reach, and we're waiting for some of our friends to be able to reach out to us. Communication is limited because things are being watched. We don't know to the extent of what happened. Israel is a country that is very, very well prepared. The Iron Dome, their military readiness, their defense readiness, and this was an attack that was planned for a while. And we're being told that other countries, including Iran, helped them. And how they got in, which is the dying question, how did this happen? We've been living with, you know, Palestinians in Gaza Strip, you know, for years, and you know, why now? How did this happen? Well, almost 50 years to the day of Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur War, which happened October 8th, 1973. This was during Simchat Torah, which is a holiday that kind of culminates the religious holidays that we have during this time of year, celebrating the cycle of the Torah read and completing the cycle of the scroll and then starting a new one. So Simchat Torah is one of the celebratory holidays. And they picked a day, again, where it was a holiday, also Shabbat, the Sabbath. And even though the military is always, always preparing, because we learned from the Yom Kippur War that others don't care about our very holy days and our holidays, somehow the assault was choreographed such that multiple areas were attacked simultaneously. There was a festival going on with a lot of young individuals. At least 250 were killed, we understand, just at that festival alone, as the terrorists were driving around on motorcycles, shooting indiscriminately and grabbing women and grabbing hostages. They hit kibbutzes, they targeted so many areas, and to fight Hamas back is difficult because many of them have their headquarters surrounded by humans, shields, schools, hospitals, such that they know Israel will not, you know, bomb a school full of children, so things are hidden there. Although I do understand that Israel was able to get at least one of their main headquarters and compounds, and we're going to get more information as we go. But, you know, 9 Americans among those killed. We still don't have the final toll as the fighting still continues. And so what I'm seeing, and I think a lot of us are seeing the same thing, is this is the start of something deeper. It reminds us, by the way, that terrorists have nothing better to do than to plan to kill innocent people. And we think that, well, because things have been fairly peaceful and maybe our biggest enemy right now is Putin or Xi Jinping or Kim Jong-un, we forget that there are terrorists, multiple groups of terrorists, multiple cells that are plotting all the time. This is 2023. And people were murdered, raped, abducted. Who knows what's happening to them now, just like during the Holocaust. And pogroms and all the other, I mean, any sort of religious persecution or any sort of genocide done on any population is happening again, 2023. And when countries you see cheering and you see people saying, oh yeah, well the country deserved it. You kidding me? These kids were they took children and they murdered them in front of the parents and then murdered the parents. There's no excuse for that. That's just pure evil. It reminds us that there is evil. There's always evil. And these terrorists don't necessarily have to go to work and hold jobs and whatever. Many of them, all they have to do is just plan. And they get funded by other countries to just plan. Israel got caught with their pants down in terms of readiness and preparedness. But from what we understand, their Iron Dome missile system has been intercepting missiles all along. There's only so much they can take. There's only so much, especially when you have the enemy so close and within. And the death and the destruction is going to be more. And is this the start of World War III? Is this the start of a conflict that's going to continue to grow? Is this choreographed by other countries that want to then move in and do what they want to do? And this is going to be a huge distraction, especially for America and Europe, as they are, I think Germany lost a citizen who was killed, stripped naked, body paraded. I mean, now that other countries are going to be focusing on the Middle East, what else is going to be happening around us? And so, you know, America's response, some of our leaders have said exactly what needed to be said. And you know, Biden said he stands with Israel. They're already bringing in military help. And, I mean, we lost Americans. And if we do have any Americans abducted in Gaza, I mean, we need, you know, again, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. We need to get our Americans back. We need to get these Israeli citizens back. We need to make sure that innocent Palestinians are not being used as shields by Hamas. And it's what this means is I think this is the start of something bigger and deeper. And it means that even in the most tech savvy year we've ever been, we're still extremely vulnerable. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while we see the chaos going on right now in the Middle East, we're pretty chaotic here. In our country, and we have a very porous border. We are at very, very high risk of wolves in sheep's clothing coming across the border. We've already found pictures and evidence of cartel coming over. And we aren't in agreement. We aren't unified. In America, we're not unified. Which doesn't make any sense. You would think in this amazing country, we would all kind of, have the sense to, you got to lock the door and you got to only open the door, right, for individuals who are safe. Let them in, welcome them to your home, right, but make sure there's security. Make sure there's, you do that with your house, you do that with a school. Do you let anybody walk into a school? No. There's a process. What about church? We have a process. We have security, That's so with the country, same thing. I don't see why Democrats and Republicans aren't on the same page. A lot of Democrats do agree that we need border security, but many of our public officials are not doing their job. And so we're hearing a lot of back and forth as to what Governor Greg Abbott is doing in terms of shipping migrants from Texas to other cities and other countries. And I told you, as a physician, if you are running an ER, when I did ER, you get a call from the paramedics, from first responders saying, hey, I got a patient on the way. Can you take them? Do you have room? Okay. If we have room, absolutely. Bring them down. We're going to do what we can. If we are overwhelmed, we have got to divert them. Otherwise, they will die waiting to get into the ER or waiting for care. And if Texas, especially the border towns, are overrun, and the hospitals are overrun, the schools are overrun, their state aid is overrun, and they are not given the tools from the government to prevent entry, they have to divert. That's what you do. Now, but where do you send them? Well, we have multiple cities and multiple states that are known as sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. These are states and cities that have said, if we have anybody here illegally, you could still live here and we will not deport you. So we have areas among within America that is going to be very friendly to those who are undocumented or illegal or whatever the word we're using right now, and they don't have to fear being deported. So Governor Pritzker is calling for somebody to stand up and stop Republican lawmakers from sending migrants to quote-unquote only blue cities. Now, if Governor Abbott of Texas or Governor DeSantis of Florida shipped them to a state that would turn around and deport them, that would be a whole big national crisis, media attention. So they are sending them to places where they're not going to get deported. And then that might be a quote-unquote blue city. And so why can't we come up with a consensus? I mean, obviously the consensus is, can we, you know, shore up the border, do our immigration policy correct? We've figured out how to do immigration in the Ellis Island days. And that, you know, we had a plan. For some reason, we let that plan go. Governor Greg Abbott announced that Texas has bused over 50,000 people who have crossed the southern border and sent them to New York City, Chicago, D.C., Philly, Denver, L.A. The busing initiative began in 2022. And as long as these are places people wanted to go to, it's logical, because it doesn't make sense to have them living on the street in the heat with no resources because the cities are overrun. I mean, we're talking about thousands. I'm surprised it's only 50,000. I thought it was even more. Even though there's been millions coming across the border, the busing has now been about 50,000, according to this one site, which is, Washington Examiner. They said last week several hundred migrants stormed past Mexican border authorities, and some officers were just smoking, let the group come. And the United States Border Patrol El Paso region has encountered 1,100 illegal immigrants daily. An average of 5,600 people are in custody. So we're talking about public health. We're talking about humanitarian crises. These people need shelter. They need a place to eat. Or they need food. They need a place to work. Okay, where do they go? And if everybody says, well, because they're coming into Texas, it only has to be Texas. Then the state is overwhelmed. And if nobody's helping him with the border, if they're suing him every time he tries to put up boundaries to try to slow this down, he has to move him, he has to divert him. And I'm not here just to defend Governor Greg Abbott, but if you know, Democratic public officials are saying, look, you're sending them to the blue cities only, why aren't you sending them to the red cities? Well, if red cities have laws saying, look, if you're here illegally, and you're not, you know, not contributing to the Medicare system, the welfare system, the school system, the jobs, you can't be here because, you know, our schools are already overwhelmed with tax-paying children, then they'll get deported. And also, you forget, a lot of these migrants are choosing where to go. Do you think they want to go to a place where they're going to have to turn around and leave? So, you know, I think, again, I'm not sure where Biden is. I've never seen such lack of leadership. And I don't want to sit here and just insult the president. You know, I want to respect our commander-in-chief. But this is very, very scary. And we see what's going on in Israel. And we've been attacked. We've been attacked by people in our own country. I mean, September 11th was 22 years ago, but it still burns in our hearts. And we should never forget. And we are allowing terrorists who hate America, and you see them burning the American flag on TV. You see Palestinians, you see countries who hate us burn the American flag. And individuals are coming into our country very easily now. And they're going to set up shop. And by the way, it's not always the evil coming in. There are families where they're held hostage and they're sending the father or the mother saying, you don't do what we say, we kill your family. So even if we are doing background checks, there's people with absolutely clean records coming in, but they're going to be under the duress and under the direction of terrorists. Now, that's not everybody. We have a lot of innocent people coming, trying to flee areas of terror. And I understand that, and that's why we need to have an immigration policy. Being a daughter of an immigrant, I support us being a place for immigrants, but in a consistent, healthy manner. You can only take so many people onto the ship. If the ship sinks, you hurt everybody. You need to be a healthy ship, and there has to be some order when we do it. And so we are hearing, which we're going to be talking about later, how there's been cases of tuberculosis, other sort of infectious diseases that are rising in certain areas because of the migrants who have come in. And I told you guys that years ago when I told you that there's multiple diseases endemic to other countries that, and I warned other medical professionals to be on alert. Just because somebody's coughing doesn't mean it's COVID. It could be tuberculosis. We might have tuberculosis at bay in America, but now that individuals are coming in, that could be introducing more infectious disease that we might not be vaccinated for or prepared for. And so, again, it just as, you know, the Department of Homeland Security needs to do their job. The president needs to do their job. They need to listen to what our Border Patrol needs and our custom agents need. And we need to do things right. And you know, a border is only as protective as you make it. Right now, it's not a border. We say it's a border geographically, but a border means there's a line. And that line isn't crossed until certain things are met. And I'm very frightened. I think we are at very, very high risk of a public health issue, of a collapse of our healthcare system, a collapse of our education system, obviously a collapse of our economy, and not necessarily due to the migrants, but because of lack of leadership, but a huge collapse of our national security. We need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Senator Cory Booker says he's safe but shaken after being in the middle of the attacks on Israel from Hamas on Saturday. The White House saying it's too early to determine if Iran was directly involved in those attacks. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer says the Biden administration is keeping a close watch on any role Iran or any parties do play moving forward. Pope Francis calling for an end to those attacks and violence in Israel. In his Sunday address in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. Many banks and government offices closed today in observance of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. The post office closed, but FedEx and UPS running as usual. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so one thing I have never done is a naked selfie. And apparently one of the Biden family members, we're not even talking about Hunter, okay, you hear naked selfie, you're like, okay, what did Hunter do now? This isn't Hunter. Now we're being told that President Biden's brother is now in a naked selfie gate. And it does spur rumors that was the president blackmailed when this came about and tried not to get it released. I don't know. I don't really like to talk about rumors because they're rumors. But I do want to talk about, after I tell you what happened, to flip and stop making naked selfies. I think that is one of the stupidest things you guys could ever do. And the reason why I haven't done it is, one, is I really don't have a body that I don't want people to see. Which, by the way, if there is any naked selfies floating of me, right, you know it's not me. Because if the body is a good-looking body, now, you used to have a fantastic body. After a couple kids, after menopause, no, not so good. So if there is a naked selfie of me out there, you know, and you're like, damn, she looks good, you know it's fake. It's a deep, deep, deep fake. So that wouldn't be me. But apparently, the Bidens really, really like to take pictures of themselves naked. This is fascinating to me. So Joe Biden has a brother named Frank. And apparently, according to Daily Mail, there was a naked selfie of him that was uploaded to guyswithiphones.com. Now, I don't know much about porn sites or gay porn sites or straight porn sites. I think he had a female partner at the time. And again, it could have been hacked or whatever. But apparently, Marco Polo, a nonprofit, who had been investigating the Biden family, apparently, I think, found the picture. Daily Mail has reported on it. And I don't really care. And you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't even want to look at it. Apparently, by the way, he's in the bathroom doing a selfie. You see the toilet seat up, which to me means Frank doesn't put the seat down. All right, you know, guys, you know, if I put the seat up for my male family members, you guys could put the seat down for us. It's just common courtesy. So one is it looks like he leaves the seat up. Two is I guess he likes to wear a baseball cap when he's naked. Yeah, I mean, I can understand posing with boots. Yeah, but I don't know if I would wear a baseball cap. So it's I mean, he thinks it's a flattering picture, but sadly, apparently this is circulating and people suspect that possibly this could have been a negotiating piece. Now, I think he says that his phone was hacked, etc. But why are people doing naked selfies? Now, I have not been on any of these porn sites or dating apps. I thought on the dating apps, you just have a picture. You put the best picture of yourself with the best lighting. You're like, yeah. I don't know if I would put myself naked out there. I mean, unless that's what you want. But we think that if this is true and Frank Biden got hacked. Okay, number one is if you do have a family member in the public eye, be careful, right? Because it can be used against them. Last thing, you know, our president needs is any more of his family members and their naked pictures being strewn all over the place. But number two is we really have this ignorance and this naivety. And it's not just about being naked. Because people are like, well, I don't care if anybody sees my weenie or I don't care if anybody sees my lily. Now, who cares? If I put it out there, it's because I want it to be out there. But what about what's around it? You have your house. You have family. I mean, if I posted anything of me naked, it doesn't matter what I think. I got kids. And God willing, I may have grandkids later. Is anybody thinking? You know, the last thing anybody wants. Now, and I know, I have this conversation with my friends all the time. You know, why didn't I show my body off a little bit more when I had one? You know, and you see, you know, I was always in turtlenecks and long skirts and jeans and sweatshirts. I didn't like my body. And when you think back, I'm like, okay, I probably could have, you know. You know, and I wore bikinis, but I didn't want anybody to take a picture of them. I have no pictures of my honeymoon because I was in a bikini. And I found my bikini, and I'm like, yeah, this was, I had a good body, but I just didn't want pictures of me anywhere. And now I'm like, well, I kind of wish I did, so I could be like, okay, see, I didn't always look like this. But we are falling into a trap when it comes to what we do cyberly. And anything we put out there is going to be able to be reproduced. So if you have a birthmark, and it's something that will identify you, so you're like, well, if somebody commits a murder, can't be me because I'm over here, here's my birthmark. Well, what if somebody adds, now, I mean, you could do anything with AI and deepfake. What if somebody in any of, let's say, these pictures there, throw somebody in, adds in that birthmark. And you're like, well, how did they know? Why would anybody do that? How would they know? Well, again, you're throwing pictures of yourself out there. And is that really sexy? I mean, if I'm going to date somebody, and again, I know I've been married many years, and so maybe I'm a little out of it, but I don't necessarily need to see them naked out the gate. You know, don't you want to lead into that? I mean, if I'm going to start dating, I'm not going to do the naked part until I know they're not going anywhere. Right? And I'm going to only let them see me in the best of the best of, okay? I'm going to dress up. Okay, we're talking graduation clothes, church clothes, temple clothes, the wedding dress. I mean, you'll only see me in the best of the best. And then maybe I'll show you a shoulder. Maybe I'll even let you see a knee as long as it's shaved, right? But, you know, just think about it, people. If you have posted anything of yourself online, search for it, get it taken down, remove it. We're also going to be talking about how you need to be careful using other people's pictures, too. You might think it's an innocent picture that you're posting, and then you could get a copyright suit. What we're doing online is we're getting ourselves into a trap. And if you are blackmailed, if somebody says, I have a naked picture of you and I'm going to blackmail you, we've seen enough movies to know they're still going to screw you over. If somebody has a digital picture of you, and they say, you don't give me X amount of money, or I'm going to put it out there, I wouldn't give it. That would be me. For me, I'm like, one, if you have it, I'd like to see it. And do I look good? I might actually want to buy it from you, you know, to use. Can it be my intellectual property if it looks good? But if somebody, you know, said, look, you need to pay me. I'm not going to pay it. One is who has that kind of money. Number two is they have a digital copy. They could still put it out there. And I know they threaten. They say, well, you know, everybody's going to see it. Your job's going to see it. Your job's going to see it. You know. Now, some people say, well, should I go and preemptively tell everybody, okay, a picture's coming? No, because they could be lying. They might not have a picture of you. Last thing you want to do is go and tell everybody, look, I have a naked picture of myself. No. You know, if you're ever getting blackmailed, you contact the authorities. We have FBI. You could call your local authorities, FBI. And especially from a cyber standpoint, we have agencies that deal with this. Now, I know you don't want everybody getting into your business. You don't want everybody seeing it. But I'd rather it be them than the whole world. And try not to put yourself out there anyway. A lot of you guys have sex tapes. I never made a sex tape. I thought that was one of the stupidest things to do. Yeah, I mean, even if I was good at sex, I still want to take a picture or have any sort of video evidence of it. But some of you guys might have done that. Please, stop that. It's stupid. Get yourself in trouble. And I don't want to see it. I really don't want to see another Biden naked. I'm sorry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while we are disputing among medical communities what our position should be on children and transitioning, which, again, my big issue is they cannot give informed consent. The average 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old cannot make an informed decision on what they want in terms of fertility, what they want in terms of height, in terms of the risks. I don't think they could grasp that. And so, you know, somebody else making that decision for them scares me. You know, you're an adult. You do what you want to do. I get it. That's you know, it's your body. Many of us, you know, change a lot of with our body, whether it's transitioning, whether it's plastic surgery. But a child to be able to give consent and understand the ramifications, I think we're, you know, not understanding that they may, once they do become an adult, have regret, which is why we're starting to see lawsuits of these kids growing up saying, I never wanted to remove my breasts. I never wanted to transition. This was a mistake. Well, the argument that keeps being made is the studies say it's safe. The studies say transitioning can be reversible. The studies say that there aren't health effects. And early on, we spoke about how transgender men, because of the hormones, may be at higher risk for heart disease. This was years ago. And that when you take hormones, those could have an effect, either taking extra estrogen or lack of protective estrogen. Because remember, our bodies were designed a certain way. So for some of us, we need the estrogen. For some of us, we need less of it. Less estrogen for some helps, more estrogen in some of us helps. And so we have another study saying transgender men may be at higher risk of heart disease. So this is now looking at individuals who were assigned female at birth and individuals assigned male at birth. And a study published in Clinical and Translational Endocrinology found higher cardiovascular risk in those individuals who were receiving gender-affirming hormone treatment, especially those transitioning to men. So they looked at 1,200 Danish individuals assigned female at birth, 1,400 assigned male at birth, and they found those who were transgender males were at higher risk of heart disease, as opposed to those who were transgender females. In fact, I think the study showed that there was still risk all across the board, but even more so for those who were minimizing their estrogen and taking on more testosterone to transition. Now, this isn't anything new. We physicians have always wondered if somebody could be putting themselves at risk taking high amounts of a hormone or blocking other amounts of hormone. And even though people could say, but Dr. Dahlia, we've been doing hormone blockers, you know, for a while. Well, yeah, we've been blocking estrogen if you've had breast cancer. But when somebody does have their estrogen blocked, we have to manage complications that could affect their heart, could affect their bones, could affect their moods. I mean, we see other ramifications. Hair loss. When we have individuals who are taking additional estrogen, that could also affect their hearts, cause blood clots. Remember the Women's Health Initiative for postmenopausal hormone therapy had been found to have risks. And in fact, one person who I think was studying the heart effects actually died of a heart attack in the middle of it. And so we do need to identify the risks and the mechanisms of such risks. And that's what the study authors did as well. Let me see if I could give you where this was from. I know this was the European Journal of Endocrinology. Let me see if I have, this was in Denmark, University Hospital of Odense, Denmark, Institute of Clinical Research, University of Southern Denmark. So much of the data and much of the opinion saying, guys, it's kind of slow our roll, is coming from Europe. And that's why in Europe they have restrictions on kids transition. In America, the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical bodies are saying the data shows that it's safe. Now, and if I could, you know, be devil's advocate and kind of explain what's going on here, because somebody could say, how the hell could somebody say it's safe when you have European investigators saying, hold the phone, hold your horses? Well, if you look at the verbiage, again, if you have somebody who is a true, true, true gender dysphoric patient, where they are looking at their body like, this isn't mine. Why do I have this penis? Where's my penis? This is not my body. And they are living in a jail. It's rare. A very small percentage of the population is born gender dysphoric and has this. It is, I agree with the American Academy of Pediatrics, we have got to support individuals and then, you know, give them counseling and be there for support and then, you know, consider possible options. But now that we are having a booming population who is, you know, questioning, is this a gender I want to be? You know, one is if they get to the front of the line, that could displace those who have true, true, true gender dysphoria. But, you know, are we using such a loose definition of it that we are having individuals wrongly diagnosed? And so, you know, there's got to be, I think, very distinct. Right now, the criteria is very loose. If you feel that your body or your assigned gender at birth is not who you are. All right. So if it's going to be that general, many individuals, I mean, how many times do girls with period cramps say, no, I'm done, make me a boy. And I'm not trying to make light of it. I mean, trust me, I was like, why aren't I a boy? This could be a hell of, I'd rather be like my dad. I prefer sports. I don't like hanging out with the girls. I hated brownies and Girl Scouts. Let me hang out with the guys. Let me take shop. And it wasn't that I was a tomboy or that I was gender dysphoric. It's just I liked hanging out with the guys. I'd rather do that. I'm still glad I'm a woman. Very grateful I'm a woman. Very grateful I have kids. Very grateful I'm heterosexual. Have a husband I love. And it's... Yeah, but would I have made the proper decision at 8 years old, at 10 years old, at 12 years old? No. I'm telling you right now. Now, maybe some kids would. But when the argument is it's safe, and we keep having these studies saying, guys, you know, or people, there might be other risks. Taking hormones that your body was not designed to take on could come with risks. And we forget how magnificently engineered our bodies are to manage extra hormone bursts or lack of hormone. And we've done hormone therapy, and we've done puberty blockers for precocious puberty, people going through puberty too soon, where we didn't want an 8-year-old having a beard. You know, these are helping things that you know, might be not allowing a person to function in society well and could possibly be a medical issue. But they still can come with risks. Your antibiotic can come with risks. Your acetaminophen could come with risks. Your Motrin could come with risks. Anybody saying there's no risks to transitioning and hormones is wrong, because any of us going on hormones have to sign something that we understand there's risks. So if you have been transitioning or are taking hormones, you've got to get your heart checked. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.